Hey guys, and welcome to the DM podcast.
This week we will be discussing and analysing some of Peter Chinesky's best work. These include Migrant Hostel and St. Patrick's College.
One of the themes largely discussed in Chinesky's poems is the theme of identity. Identity is defined as a fact or being who or what a person or thing is.
Identity can be explored in different forms, such as music, film, TV, and literature.
Identity has been seen in different ways, such as family, where you come from, and your beliefs. An example of a film that explored the theme of identity is Lion, who was directed by Garth Davis. It's about a young boy named Saru and his brother Gudu. Saru gets stopped by a train in India and dies, and his brother Gudu gets adopted and moves to Australia and struggles with his perception of identity.
Before we continue, we will remind you that we will be having a quiz at the end of the podcast, so listen eagerly so that you can answer along with us.
Now we are going to move on and start discussing the man, the myth, the legend, Peter Chinesky. Positive,
Max. Are you sure we're going to be discussing the man, the myth, the legend, Peter Chinesky?
We will. He's such a great man. Born in 1945 in Germany, shortly before the end of World War II, Chinesky was born to Polish-Ukrainian parents.
Shortly after, in 1949, he emigrated to Australia with his parents.
He ended up in a migrant camp in Bathurst, which his identity and view it also...
Which his identity and view, it also gave him ideas for his poem Migrant Hostel. Isn't that right, Doss?
It is, Max. In 1945, his family moved to Regent Park in Sydney at the address of 10 Mary Street, which also influenced one of his later poems, 10 Mary Street, quite ironically.
You sure it's 1945, not 1951 there, Darcy?
1951. It's all the same. During his time in Sydney, he attended a highly prestigious school that was at St. Patrick's College. During his time at St. Pat's, Chinesky felt a lot like an outcast and that he had no place. In one of his poems, St. Patrick's College,
which is derived from his experience during his educational period. In one line he mentioned, "Mother enrolled me at St. Pat's and never thought to fees expenses wanting only what was." Peter Chinesky says this because he's honoured by the opportunity that his mother and father have given him, while being scared also showing courage as his mother leaves him for boarding school at St. Patrick's College.
After completing his leaving certificate in 1963, he then went on to complete a primary teaching training course at Sydney Teachers College between the years 1965 and 66.
That's a pretty short teacher's training college, Ted Austin.
I know, it's strange how back in the day everything was so short-lived.
During the next 3 years, he went on to teach at Geogla, which is on the New England tableland, Coonga on the Tweed River, and Colo Heights on the Colo River District.
He likes living near those districts of rivers. Who would have thought? You really think that's true?
What?
As well as Chinesky's third book, Immigrant Chronicle, was published by the University of Queensland.
Yeah, so that's it, eh?
No, Chinesky now lives in the western suburbs of Sydney and has about a net worth of $100K.
That's not too much for an Australian poet, is it now, Darcy?
Poor man.
For this podcast today, I have chosen to analyse and discuss two of Chinesky's poems, along with Darcy's help. And these poems are Migrant Hostel and St. Patrick's College.
St. Patrick's College, yes, you got there in the end, Max. During the time it took to research and develop this podcast, I have chosen to analyse the poem Migrant Hostel, as I found it quite interesting and engaging.
Did you?
I did. It's quite an interesting.
Are you sure, Darcy?
It really gets into the depth of Peter's life and get to develop.
Darcy, I don't flipping care. And I was left to analyse St. Patrick's College, which wasn't nearly as interesting or engaging, to be honest, as Migrant Hostel would have been.
No, you don't think so? Whilst analysing this poem, I discovered a reoccurring thing.
You sure, Darcy?
I did. Very, very confident.
I don't remember you analysing the poem.
Oh, well, I did a lot of analysing, Max. I discovered a reoccurring thing of confinement that Chinesky explores in most of his poems. The theme is first shown in Migrant Hostel by the line, "Sudden departures from adjoining blocks." Left just wondering who would be next. Sorry, guys, we're breaking up with you.
Oh, yeah? How so, Darcy? Because I don't think it actually does represent this.
I actually do believe. Well, in this depicting...
It sounds like you're reading off a script there, Darcy.
Oh, I'm struggling to get out of my English today. Well, this is depicting that he's seen many families come and go while he and his family have stayed in the migrant hostel, which is largely discussed in the poem.
Now, Darcy, what else did you find interesting about Migrant Hostel and how it discusses the theme of identity in Peter Chinesky's life?
Well, I find that it's able to do that through the fact that it's actually written through the embodiment of his younger self.
Yeah, but doesn't that make it inaccurate because he's looking back in his life when he's an older man at his younger memories?
Yes, his younger memories, true, and it might be kind of cloudy, but if you fail to forget that, I'm going to say you have some serious dementia problems, especially at an age of...
Whoa.
I know, it's big call, but he's quite a rememberable kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he is, Darcy. Well, St. Patrick's College, the poem, also talks about identity and as a major theme in Peter Chinesky's life. Darcy. Okay. The line, impressed by uniforms of her employer's sons, is symbolic as the uniforms indicate a sense of unity. The school would give Peter an opportunity and status among his peers.
Status? How so?
Well, you're not speaking into the box clearly enough, Darcy, so I can't actually hear you.
Status? How so? How would you describe Peter getting his status and wearing a uniform?
Well, because among the community, he looks more prestigious. And the next line, what was best, suggests that this was someone else's idea of the best his mother wants him to belong based on society's standards.
Do you believe that the society he lives in today, Max, has larger standards than the ones that he might have lived in if he were to stay in his previous home?
Yep. Okay, and the next line, Our Lady watched with outstretched arms, is symbolic as the Virgin Mary welcoming the students to the school, supposed to be a positive image of belonging. Her face overshadowed by clouds, is symbolic of the darkness and disconnection Chinesky feels towards his schooling, as he doesn't feel that he's good enough to be able to go to the school. This shapes Peter Chinesky's identity and his time at the school, as it shows that he doesn't feel that he really belongs there.
Now, some of you may believe that this is full copied and pasted into a script, and you'd be totally right.
No, it's not, Darcy. You're lying. Okay, and the next line, I stuck pine needles into the motto on my breast. This is also symbolism, as Chinesky doesn't understand the emblem. It doesn't give him a sense of inclusion, but it alienates him from the community that he's grown up with and people at his other school.
Clearly, Mr. Chinesky here is struggling to find a place of fitting in his new educational career.
Yeah, and then... In this poem, belonging is a major theme, and it involves the inclusion and being interested.
Migrant Hostel is largely discussing the terms and themes of identity, as well as the fact that Peter is seriously struggling with his co-workers on the outside. As well as this, he's also trying to find similarities, but he's struggling to salute himself into the common workplace of the hostel.
The common workplace of the hostel? Are you sure you're talking about the right guy, Darcy?
Yeah, I might be getting my facts mixed up a little bit, but you know, it's all relatively the same.
On the other hand, St. Patrick's College is about how Chinesky doesn't feel like he's included in the school because he doesn't feel like that he's got the right status to be able to go to the school, and he feels alienated from his former friends at his old school, but also like he's not deserving of the friends that he might make at this new school. So I think Chinesky really, that this experience really shaped his identity, and it's shown through the words in the poem and the various quotes that we've referenced throughout the podcast.
So clearly Chinesky is struggling a lot with his earlier life during schooling and moving from country to country, escaping what he can, but as well just finding a place, just anywhere really.
Yeah, so that's about it for the poems, and now we'll move on to the quiz. We hope you've been listening eagerly, don't we, Darcy?
We do.
Yes.
It will help you find the answers.
Yes, and now time for a quick ad before the quiz. Okay, our sponsor today is Bustling Bath Products. Head over to www.bustlingbathproducts.com.au and use the promotion code DMPODCAST for 10% off your next bath bomb purchase. Okay, so here's the quiz. Hope you've been listening as eagerly as me and Darcy. Darcy, is there a prize if you get everything in the quiz correct?
I do believe so.
And what is that prize? Because I know what it is, but do you know what it is?
Don't, Max. It's a surprise. I guess we'll just have to find out.
If you get more questions right, Darcy, then you get to choose what poems we analyse on the next episode of the podcast.
And if you win, you get a week's worth of school.
Well, that's pretty good. Okay, so, Darcy, what year was Peter Chinesky born?
Chinesky was born in 1945.
Correct. You're up, Darcy.
What backgrounds does Chinesky consider himself to be from?
Polish, Ukrainian.
And?
German.
There we go. Correct.
In the film Lion, which one of the brothers gets hit by the train in India?
Good dude.
Wrong. Saru. Darcy.
How do people describe identity?
It's what defines you.
I'll give you that one. Stretching a little bit.
Okay, where was Chinesky's migrant hostel that he went to?
Bathurst.
And?
Ooh. Bathurst. It was just Bathurst.
And Forbes.
Oh.
Darcy.
How is identity explored in the modern world?
Through your upbringing, your beliefs.
Wrong.
What?
Through film, book, music.
Last question to you, Darcy. During Chinesky's time in Sydney, he attended what prestigious school, and what did he do to the emblem in his jacket?
He attended St. Patrick's College, and he put pine needles in the emblem.
He did. Good job, Darcy. I believe I won.
I do believe so.
Okay, well, now it's time for another ad. Okay, responsible for making this podcast today is an app called Anchor. Go to Anchor to make your podcast.
Thanks, guys, for listening to the DM podcast.
Thank you for listening this week. And remember to go to buzzlingbathbombs.com to redeem your product code DMPODCAST, all capitals, for 10% off your next bath bomb purchase to be as clean as Chinesky.
Hope you guys enjoyed yourself, and we'll see you next week on the DM podcast.
When we analyze a new poem, film, or TV show. Goodbye.